Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we will be joined by our co-host Lolita and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. They may be a little bit late, as we all know. The commute is a little bit long for them to get to their computers at home. All right. Well, on today's show, we will be taking callers as normal with a question on any topic in their life. Please, we are limiting our questions now per caller to one question per caller and one-part questions only. We will get as much for you as we possibly can, and then what we will need to do is move on to the next person in the queue. Sometimes it is hard to get everybody from the queue in and answered on the show each and every time we host the show, because sometimes we have a little bit less time than we need per show to answer the calls from everyone. But we try our best here on Psychic Talk Radio. As a couple of announcements, the special we were doing last month has now ended, as we are in a new month. The special that we have right now is a coupon for 10% off of your next reading or counseling session with either myself or with Pooja Desai over at HousePsychic.com. When trying to make the purchase for said counseling or reading, when you check out, you will enter the code for your discount in the coupon slot of your checkout process. The code is RADIO with the capital R and your lowercase rest of it. That is for 10% off of your next counseling or reading session. As always, welcome everyone to the show and to the chat room, and we will begin our show momentarily after we use our music here from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina for a short break before we begin the show to give our co-host enough time to come on. But first of all, introducing Lolita. Hello, Lolita.
Hey.
You are on air. How you
hey,
doing
Adam,
today?
Hey, Adam. How are you?
Doing great.
Sorry, I'm a little
all
late.
Right. That's all right. We're still waiting on Pooja to come in. I was just making an announcement for everyone out there listening and calling in today that our special for last month is over. But right now, for this next month, we are running a coupon special for 10% off. And if they enter the code RADIO with the capital R in the coupon slot during a checkout process, it can apply for 10% off of their next counseling session or reading.
Wow, that's also awesome for the month of August.
Yes, for the whole month of August. And this option's open to anyone wanting to use it that has listened or called into the radio show. Right now we're going to play a little bit of music from the CD entitled Oneness. We're listening today to track number 2 entitled Serenity. And we will be back on and taking calls momentarily.
Thank you.
Once more, remember to visit HowlPsychic.com, where the rates are very affordable and you get a lot of time bang for your buck. Here from the CD Oneness by Zarina can now be found at Zarina1.com. All right, well, we are back and live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. Lolita, say hello, Lolita.
Hey, everyone.
And Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. Hello, Pooja. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. All right. Well, we have one caller in our queue already, and you are by area code 907. We're going to go ahead and take your call. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi,
hello,
Carrie.
Hello, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting ready to move to a different apartment because the landlord where I live has asked me to leave the one I'm in now, but I haven't found anywhere to go, and I have to be out of here in like 2 weeks. I'm just wondering if you guys pick up on anything as far as my move.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, you know, I am seeing something coming up at the last minute, but it's going to take me a minute more to tap in and try and see some more detail with it. Pooja, if you're getting anything, feel free to go ahead.
The first thing I picked up was that there's a possibility that you could be living or staying with a friend, at least while you have a transition. I feel like there's someone around you who would welcome you into their home for a little while you're looking.
I do have a friend that has offered me a couch or extra room, depending on what happens in her world. Will determine if I get the couch or the extra room temporarily if I don't find anything in time.
Yeah. So I think what I'm getting is that's a really strong possibility, and so you could use that as a place while you're waiting for the place that Adam's picking up on.
Okay.
All right. I'm actually seeing that if you transition there at your friend's place, you're going to have the upstairs room. And what I'm getting is that sometime right around the 26th and the 27th of this month, you're going to have your own place. So what I'm feeling is that during this transition, you're not going to be in it for 2 years. You're going to be with your friend, but you're not going to be staying there too long.
Okay. She lives in a trailer, so I would have a front bedroom. And then the dates you're talking about, I will actually be on the mainland for a surgery from the 19th of this month through September 3rd. So maybe something will come up while I'm out of town.
Okay. It might just come up either right before you go out of town or right when you're out of town. You might get a call back from someone saying, hey, I found something, you know, but around that time span that I was giving here, I'm feeling very strongly that there's that breakthrough coming in.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and wish we had a little bit more detail, but it does look like things are only going to get better for you from here. Okay?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you, both of you.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Lolita, I do not see you in the chat room, hon.
I am trying to get on. I don't know why I'm having a difficult time.
All right.
Don't know. I'm trying to get on.
All right. Well, we do have some technical issues from time to time, but right now it looks like our queue is kind of dead. So this is a first for us, and we're just going to go ahead and play a little bit more music from the Oneness CD. We're going to be listening now to track number 3, entitled The Angel Smile. And once more, the CD can be found at zarina1.com. Thank you. for those of you that would like to call in and get your questions answered by either myself or Pooja Desai, you can call in at 619-789-6807. Well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing and Lolita. I see we have our next caller, and our next caller is coming under the area code 705. Bringing you on air momentarily. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My
no
name
problem.
Is Wendy.
How may we help you? Nice to meet you, Wendy.
Nice to meet you. I gave a phone number out to this guy named Sean, and I'm just wondering, does it show that he is interested? Do you see a relationship developing between us?
Okay. Well, number one, I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying, yes, I feel that he is interested. And number two, it's a little early to tell whether a relationship will be able to develop between the two of you, but I do see it as a strong possibility. As of right now, though, it looks like the initial date needs to happen first, okay?
Yeah, I figured that it's... We haven't dated, so Yeah.
Okay.
So he is interested.
Well, I do see him calling you, and I do see him making that first date with you. I'm not getting the timeline, though. Pooja, would you have a timeline as to when he might contact you?
I feel like the energy's a little bit stalled,
mm-hmm.
so I feel like it's going to be a little bit later. He's kind of like, and there's a little bit of hesitancy, I don't know why, but it seems like it, like he's thinking about it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's completely a priority or anything like that right now, but there just seems to be a little bit of stalled energy. But I'm doing like 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would, it makes sense because he said he works 7 days straight, and then he went away for this weekend, and then he's working another 7 days straight. So he said he'll call me on his day off. So I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to that call.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in. But right now, do you have any more questions for us? We seem to have a very slow time on the queue.
Sorry, I was just looking at the chat room. I don't know what they're typing there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of strange.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, do any one of you have an announcement you would like to make?
Yeah, welcome to the Mercury retrograde. I'm having such technical difficulties.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know what's really funny
yeah.
about this is the first time in 2 months that I'm not having any problems. So
wow.
It's like the opposite of everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm having, like, I cannot get on chat.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear. I'm just about to turn off my computer and restart it.
It's so
right.
funny. Cause
right.
It's the complete
yeah.
opposite.
I know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know what? What's so weird here is that for the past few days, I have been blessed with more referrals and more new clients personally through the website here. But we're here on the show today, and it is dead. And this is the first in God knows how long. We've lately, for the past few months, we have just had a queue going like berserk because of the amount of callers in it. And today we are just very dead and very slow here on Psychic Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think everything is, I can feel the shadow. The last couple of days, I actually felt it. My mail, I was supposed to get something in the mail like last week, and finally
mm-hmm.
the lady, well, if you don't get it by Monday, call me. So I called her yesterday to let her know I didn't receive it, and guess what shows up today? My stuff that I was supposed to receive for a week from a week ago. So now
I
got to wait another week.
Yeah.
Well, they're already happening.
Mercury retrograde, go away.
And you know, I can't even get mad. I couldn't even get mad. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. We just have to be in the knowing that, you know, the retrograde just takes away and
yeah.
prolongs, and it sometimes there's a good side to it. It helps us bring things in that are new, but only after it's done cleansing everything and prolonging certain things.
I know. Oh,
mm-hmm.
man. So,
Pooja,
you're having all the luck, aren't you, Miss?
Yes, Pooja, send some of that to us.
I know. Usually that was Pooja.
Wait,
Pooja, may you be blessed in this time because you're.
I know.
The last 2 months are awful. Like I felt like I had Mercury retrograde following me around the last 2 months. And then
now, mm-hmm. like Adam was saying, I'm booked for the whole week.
Yeah.
In advance. Yeah, in advance. And people are, it's funny, it's weird. It's like everything that I've been working on the last 6 to 8 months are just kind of coming into fruition. And literally, I feel like Mercury, like, for some reason,
yeah.
I feel like I experienced it before everybody else.
Oh, well, you know, Metamorphosis over here has a good point from the chat room. He says, it teaches us patience and healing, that this is the lesson that it does for us. And we have to surrender to its energy, and it will shift for us.
Yeah, it's really
yeah.
true. The minute you stop letting it get to you, you see it die down. So it does.
Yeah.
It teaches you patience. And there's another thing it teaches you.
Well, it's supposed to humble us financially, you know. I think that's the tool here that it uses. But go on, Pooja. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say there's another thing that it really teaches us is communication.
Mm-hmm.
If you really pay attention to the things that are kind of breaking down or having, the things that are kind of faulty around you, it tells you a lot about how you're communicating with the universe, with yourself, with other people. Yeah, there's a lot. If you really kind of watch and observe. So.
Hey, this is out of the realm, but you know what? I just found out yesterday. If you take the plug out of the, I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but if you take the DVR plug out of the wall, it takes out the power. You take up a lot of power when you plug up your DVR, your cable. Did you guys know that?
Interesting tidbit there, Lolita.
I know. Thank you for the extra bag.
I don't know what made me say that, but I was just noticing that. Like, I took my plug out today. I'm like, I'm going to save at least $30 on my electric bill. That's how much power the cable takes when you don't really use it even. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Wow.
Anyway, I just have
that
there.
Was very interesting. Well, coming up on a future show, for those of you that are listening, on the 11th, we are going to have a special guest. And that special guest will be Metamorphosis from the chat room, who has been so helpful with his insights from time to time with our callers. So we are looking forward, and Metamorphosis, if you're listening, we are very honored and looking forward to having you on the 11th on our show, which falls on a Thursday.
Yes, we can't wait to have you on the show.
Yes, totally. It's going to be awesome, guys.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, blessings to all, as Metamorphosis says. And he says, thank you. So we thank you as well. And what we're going to go ahead and do then, seeing as how today is just dead on the show, we're just going to go ahead and end the show. I'm sure we all have something we can be having fun with, and no sense in sitting here and having a dead show right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess everyone.
And Metamorphosis, by the way, says he's looking forward to it as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess everyone have a good night, and I guess we'll talk Thursday. Hopefully it won't be dead.
Oh, yes. Let's all manifest that one. All right, guys. Well, thank you. You have been listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Lolita. Namaste and good night.
Good night.
Good night.